show. Yeah, Sunny Days is the song. I don't know that really that's applicable for Saskatchewan today. We might see the sun tomorrow. Tomorrow actually doesn't look bad, mix of sun and clouds. But to get us there, yeah, high winds gusting at times to 70, 75K, which is actually a little bit down from what we were hearing yesterday. We heard some strong winds with this storm that could be up to 90. Now we've pulled that back a little bit, it looks like. And even the amount of snow, there were areas in Sask that were said to likely get a foot of snow by the end of the blizzard today. Now we're hearing more 5, 6, 7 inches of snow. Nothing to, you know, I mean, still an accumulation. And with those winds, you know, there'll be a lot of drifting as well. So the highways right now, the big story. And we've been talking about that. Thanks to everybody, by the way, who has been texting in. I just got another one from the Gravelburg area, between Gravelburg and Assiniboia. Apparently the highway is terrible. So if you don't have to travel, do not. We are seeing rain in a big part of the province, which will turn to snow as the day progresses and that system moves its way to the east side of the province. But right now it's making its way through the Moose Jaw, Regina area, and maybe just past that. Saskatoon, still free of the storm yet. You look outside, it's kind of maybe the calm before the storm, but we will be seeing it, not to the extent that they are in the south part of the province, but it will be there for sure. Well, we saw this next topic get some back and forth at City Hall in Saskatoon, but I think we're in a good spot now. A fun winter activity is officially, hopefully, getting the green light in Saskatoon today. In fact, as we speak, City Council is talking about a temporary permit. I think that's what was approved originally, a temporary permit for a horse-drawn carriage business. After initially saying no, there was a no earlier this month. Now it's a yes. And here to talk a little bit about that is our friend Rich Pilon, who is the owner of the horse-drawn carriage operation that is at the heart of this discussion. A former NHL player, I might mention, with the New York Islanders. I might have said that before. Welcome to the program, Rich. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, I appreciate it.
How about Matthew Schaefer? Before we even get into this topic, this kid, man, he looks good.
Well, the comparison I've been getting, because I've been Brian's been up there a few times, Trotsche, to see him.
Yeah.
And he said he's what this report on me, he's basically 18 years old, Cale Makar. That Cale Makar was at 22. This kid's already doing it at 18. That's how good he is. It's unbelievable.
And he seems like such a good kid, too. You see his media that he does.
Oh, it's stuff. Amazing. Yeah. His story, the way he's, you know, he lives with the one family. He's taking these, you know, he's a big brother to those little girls.
Yeah, and Matt Martin's family.
The kid is a real gem and sounds like to be an unbelievable human, which is awesome for the Islanders.
Well, I'm smiling. I mean, I don't have always a lot to smile about in the last decade with the Isles. But anyway, Rich, thanks for being here. So let's talk about the journey you've been on with this horse-drawn carriage business, which is, this is a big passion for you. I feel like this is more of a hobby than anything. You love this
stuff. Yeah, it really is. It's a hobby. I've been around horses. I have, you know, the program's called Horses and Hockey, Let's Talk. I've been around for horses my whole life. The business itself, I purchased from a guy by the name of Willis Moe here in Saskatoon about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I took over his business to kind of give myself something to do and keep myself busy. And all of a sudden it turned into something where I'm using it to go up north to visit communities. I do, you know, obviously this time of year at Christmas time, people want to see the horses. They want to hear the caroling. I got bells. I've got everything on the horses that makes it really Christmas, like a Christmas miracle, I guess, of some sort, right? And put a lot of smile on people's faces.
What was the holdup at City Hall? There was, at one point they were saying no to this, even though it's existed in the city for a while.
Well, I think the first thing is they couldn't find the existence of Willis's stuff. So I had to bring that forward to them. And that just happened.
Okay.
So this is what helped, I think, to get also for the permit and everything. But I think it's just, you know, I look at my wagon, it's a slow moving vehicle. You know, I don't sit downtown. Obviously you got to pick up after the horses. That's a gimme, right?
Yeah.
But it's really, I don't know. I've got signal lights on my wagon. I've got park lights. I'm very lit up. Mm-hmm. I've got my insurance. I've got everything, the liability stuff. I just, it was a bit of a, when it came up, it was more about a renewal. And initially, when my original partner, she didn't have the renewal in place. So that's what started this thing 2 years ago.
Right.
And I kind of fell off the radar for a bit, and all of a sudden it came back this year. And now it's full board trying to figure it out.
Rich Pilon is my guest. What's the name of your business?
It's Horses and Hockey. Let's Talk.
Right. So you've been doing this, and talk about some of the trips you've made. I know you've gone up north. You've talked with kids and talked about mental health. There's a lot of different topics that you're covering in this.
Yeah, the horse stuff, like the horses, what they do for people, and I explained it for anybody that's been around them, what they really bring to anybody is it brings you to present time. So a lot of people suffering with mental issues, addictions, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be, when you come around the horses, you ought to, whether if you're a little bit fearful or uneasy, well, you've now given your nervous system a break, and you're now present. And people that are struggling is because they're never present. They're always thinking of the past or the future, right? So that's one of the things that they do. They're very, they're humbling because they can pick up your heart rate within like 10 yards.
Right.
And there's all these things they do. And when I go up north, I tell my story about mental health, being a young kid, Métis kid from St. Louis, having nothing, not a lot, growing up, following my dreams, and then falling off, you know, right at the end of my career, really falling off the radar and, you know, to the end of trying to take my life. And so I talk about suicide. I talk about how, you know, you just got to talk. You got to, you know, and that's one of the things that when I was struggling, I just didn't know where to go. So what I'm doing with the horses and hockey, when I do the northern community, even I would love to start doing some of the schools here in Saskatoon and just tell my story because it's about getting it out. And now that Brian and I are doing this Inspire 365, we're bringing, it's all mental health. It's getting kids active, playing sport. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the things, sometimes those hard conversations about suicide.
It's such an important message. And coming from someone like yourself, I mean, you bring, you know, there's this level of, I can imagine the kids, how excited they are to see you, to talk to you. And the horses, I mean, a lot of people use horses as therapy animals because they really are that.
They are that. They do an unbelievable job. Horses are, they're honest. Mm-hmm. They, you know, people have said to me, dog, horse, kind of the same thing. And if you look in the Cree word, you know, in Cree, a horse is a Tim, and for a dog, and for a horse, it's called Mr. Tim, big dog. Mm-hmm. But the difference between a dog and a horse would be, to me, is that if you're abusive to a dog, it'll still want to be your friend. It's, I love you still, master, kind of thing. Where if you do that to a horse, you're losing the relationship.
Yeah. What do you have for horses?
I've got 9 horses. They're mostly, so I got quarter horses. I got Percher and Draft, crosses of quarter horses that I use. I'm going to all black horses. Mm-hmm. Seems to be the what I'm leaning towards now. And they're a little bit, they're nice. They're beautiful in the winter because they're very fuzzy, right?
Yeah. So. I can't imagine when people see you going down the street in this horse-drawn carriage, it must be like people, I can imagine phones must be out, people taking pictures.
That's exactly what it is. It's people see it. People are on it. Even like the other day, people are caroling on there. They're singing, you know, I do churches, schools, communities, right? So it's all stuff. But when people do see you on the cameras are out. It's an automatic and they're, especially, we have a lot of new Canadians now here in Saskatoon, and some of them have never seen a horse, really. So that's imagine. They come, they're trying to pet them, and it's kind of interesting when you see people trying to go pet them. they think they don't want to, you know. I'm like going to have to do a teaching moment about horses because they think the farther away from their mouth they are, the safer they are. So they go towards their back end, which is the more dangerous.
I was going to say, not most farm kids will tell you that's not where you always into horses? Like, did you have horses growing up, Rich?
Yeah, we used to do pony chuck wagons. My father and I, we did pony chuck wagons. Actually, when my career was over with hockey, I was going to big thoroughbreds, the chuck wagons. That was my, because I was getting sponsored by Bauer. And Bauer was buying everything, the horses, the liners, everything. And that got stopped really quickly after my career was over and I was going in the wrong direction. But it's been a passion with my family. And for me, that's my mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, I solve a lot of problems when I'm cleaning their stalls and figuring things out. And when I'm around them, they're peaceful for me.
Yeah. Are you the only one, like, you have someone else that drives them as well? Or is it just you that does that?
I've had different people come and help me. I've been very fortunate. I have my daughter, Megan, who helps me quite a bit. And a good friend of mine, Jordan, his name is. And I've got now a girl named Ellie. So I've had about 3 or 4 that have kind of kept in training. They all drive now, so it makes it a lot easier if I, because I'm more of the communicator on the wagon, and I like to play jokes. I like to kind of scare people a little bit to have that rush. And usually people get off. I do a thing where when they get on, sometimes I'll say to them, it might be my second ride if it's a new place. I'll say, well, how do you guys think I'm doing? And they'll be like, good, good. And I'm like, well, this is my second time ever. And they kind of go, really? I'm like, yeah. I said, the owner got sick today. I called in. I learned on Google and YouTube this morning. How do you guys think I'm doing?
What could go wrong?
And the whole ride, for I leave it sit for a couple of minutes, just goes quiet.
Yeah. How many people can you fit on your carriage?
Well, the wagon I have, it's a rubber tired wagon. I can put 16 adults, probably 20 with kids and everything. I've had, when I go up north, I think the biggest number I've had is 34.
Oh, wow.
And they're hanging off the ceiling, basically. That's way up north. Because I want to let them go. I want the kids, especially in the northern community, I try and be as fun and let them have a really good time when they're around me and the horses.
I see texts coming in wanting right away to know how they book this. So there's a few people curious. Do you have a website or what's the best
way? I have a Facebook. It's Saskatoon Sleigh Rides that I use on Facebook.
Okay.
But honestly, if just going through on Facebook for myself or whatever, I don't promote anymore because I'm so busy. I'm booked. People now book me a year in advance.
I was going to, and this isn't just winter. We should just clarify that.
Yeah, it's not.
You're doing this in the summer as well, obviously.
I do this all year round. Yeah. I go from summer to, the summer I'm doing a lot of, I'll do back to Batosh days. I find what's happening late in the spring, or that's when schools start bringing me in the north, especially because it's a little warmer.
Sure.
So that's been one of the things. And when I go there, it's a full 3 days of program of mental health talk, some hockey, and then the horses.
Okay. Another question asking, can you bring thermoses on your carriage?
Oh yeah, I've got all my liabilities in place. I got my liabilities all in place, but I'm looking straight ahead. I got to drive, so I can't really. As long as you're not a backseat driver, you can bring whatever you want back there.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's good. So today we hear, but I mean, I'm assuming we don't foresee a problem, and this should get passed at council. This bylaw that would allow you to continue to do this work in the city, obviously.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll pass today. Yeah. It's just they're going to be using it as a pilot project. I guess it's kind of what the term they've been using, throwing around, but at the end of the day, it's for the amount I'm here. I think for last year, I think for a total of I was here maybe for 12 times, and if you look at the days, maybe 20 days total in a year.
These are the kind of things, though. Like, these are cool things to have in our community. It's not about being out there every single day.
No.
It's just about being able to say, gee, did you see yesterday? I noticed there was what is your route? Do you have a certain route? You go by the river? Where do you go?
Well, I used to use the old route of Willis Moe, which was he would do Spadina, Broadway Bridge, and come back over top and come down to back through the University Bridge, come all the way on the top, so you get view of the city, and then come down back to the Bez from the Broadway Bridge.
That'll be a nice ride. Yeah.
It's a beautiful ride. And it's a beautiful scene. So, and even for, I do stay out of the high density, traffic.
You're not whipping down Idlewild.
And traffic, if it's people want to go at 5 o'clock, sorry, it's not happening, right? It's either going to be after that or mid-afternoon.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, this is great. Rich, I always appreciate having you in the studio. Thanks for coming in again. Facebook page Saskatoon Sleigh Rides. If you're interested in getting your name in, there might be a little bit of a wait. There's lots of interest in this, but Rich Pilon, we appreciate having you here.
Thank you for having me, Evan.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't forget, coming up at 10:30 this morning, Peter Stoichev, the president of the University of Saskatchewan, popping by, doing kind of his farewell tour. He has done his role as president coming up at the end of the year. We'll have a chat with the president in just a moment here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Rich Pilon stopping by. He's got the horse-drawn carriage business in Saskatoon. You maybe have, if you haven't ridden on his horse-drawn sleigh, maybe you've seen it throughout the community. As he talked about, he's done lots of different events for school groups, for churches, for other community groups, and you can find him again on Facebook. Saskatoon Sleigh Rides is the Facebook page. Well, that time of year, Santa Claus, of course, is, a week away from making a visit to all of our homes. And last night, some magic happened right here on the radio station. I always love listening to Santa Radio. Our good friend Mark Loschak was the host of Santa Radio with, of course, the jolly fella himself. And they had some really good calls last night between 6 and 8 o'clock.
Let's go, Saskatoon. Hannah, she is 10 years old. Hannah, say hello to Santa. Hello, how are you tonight?
Good.
You sound very excited. What can Santa bring you for Christmas?
Yes.
What would you like for Christmas this year?
Can my friends talk too?
All right. Now, what would you like for Christmas?
I would like Lego.
Lego, yes.
A phone.
Okay.
And an alarm clock.
And an alarm clock. Do you have trouble getting up in the morning?
A little bit.
Oh, so does Santa. Oh, so does Mrs. Claus. Oh, Hannah, do you have a question for Santa?
Can my friends talk too?
Sure. What's your friend's name? You put the first one on. What is your friend's name?
Katie.
Katie. Okay. Katie, say hello to Santa Claus.
Hi,
Katie. How old are you, Katie?
I'm 10.
10 years old. What can Santa bring you for Christmas this year?
Well, I would really like some Irish candies because I'm from Ireland.
Oh, boy. Some of the real Irish candy then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are really good.
Now,
Chuck.
I know, Santa, you know what an Irish candy is, but I don't. So, Katie, tell me what an Irish candy is.
Well, they're just any candy that was, like, made in Ireland.
Okay. All candy's good candy, isn't it?
I got a kick out of that. I was thinking, you know, maybe the parents have a different idea of what Irish candy is. I don't know. Are they calling it Guinness Irish candy? Is that code or something like that? Anyway, always lots of laughs on Santa Radio. So we appreciate everyone that called in, literally callers from all corners of the province last night. Went from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And congrats to the kids that got through, got to talk to Santa. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for sure. In fact, our sister stations, C95 and Z99, doing Santa Radio tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock. So if you weren't able to have your youngsters talk with Santa last night, you can do it tonight on C95 out of Saskatoon and Z99 out of Regina. Okay, still lots of great stuff left in the show. As I mentioned, Dr. Peter Stoichev from the University of Saskatchewan is going to be stopping by just after 10:30 after the break there. We've got Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener coming up at 11 o'clock. And then we talk about tech, like the tech gifts under the trees now. Remarkable. We did Christmas, I mentioned, with my grandsons on Sunday. And even these two little guys, 4 and 1 years old, their gifts are so technologically advanced from when I was a kid. What is the tech gift you remember getting under the tree that you will never forget? Because often the technology defines the generation. What is it for you? 1-877-332-8255. We will talk tech gifts coming up closer to 11:30 this morning on the program. So don't go anywhere.